Chapter 67. You've got this omnipotent computer and program at your fingertips, and yet you still can't tell me what's going on, Holdfast yelled at Sylvie over the Vidu call. Sir, I'm doing the best I can. All the cameras were wiped out on the evening of Kapiri's visit to his pork processing plant in Jonesville, Sylvie said, trying to ease the tension brought on by Holdfast's outburst. Her phone buzzed again. It was LP. She turned it off so she could focus on her Vidu meeting. She didn't really need to, as she was an expert multitasker, but she wanted to show Holdfast that his situation was top priority. "The story's out," he barked. "We can't even lie about what's happened. The story is everywhere, including photographs from the crime scene." He paused, realizing what this implied, and then blurted out, "How the fuck did they get confidential files and photos from the authorities?" "As we speak, I'm getting more information. I apologize for the delay, sir. Gaia reported leaks from several different employees and even tracked some of the leaked recordings and photos to officers who were at the scene. Apparently, many couldn't believe what they were seeing," Sylvie said, typing as quickly as she could. Within a few moments, she'd posted a handful of the pictures to Holdfast's screen. His reaction was what Sylvie was hoping for: revulsion. "Get the details about who leaked the story and make their lives miserable," he shouted. "Most certainly, sir," she affirmed. Holdfast added an afterthought. "In the meantime, where the fuck is Shinigami? I haven't heard from her in days. Find her and get her to contact me. Immediately." "Absolutely," Sylvie said. "And what about me? What's your plan for keeping me safe? We thought we were all untouchable, and obviously we were very, very wrong," Holdfast said, showing a hint of fear in his tone for the first time in ages.